Howdy, partners. Hello, hello. Feel free to use the YouTube, Twitter space reservation chat to chat. Yeah. Hello, everyone. Hope you are all having a fantastic Thursday. It is currently night, so Thursday night, it may be Friday for you guys, or a little later, a little earlier, who knows? But yeah, I hope you guys are having a good day. A very good day. Hello, Friday over here. Hell yeah, the weekend. The weekend. Slow day. Yeah, I feel like today was very, I don't know. I actually like took today to do nothing. And I don't really have days where I do nothing most of the time. Like today, I stayed in bed and the only time I like got up and got outside was like walk my dogs and also to get dinner. And yeah, that's all I did today. I'm still in bed right now. After I finished eating, I noticed that one of my mixers was sitting in a call mixing while watching Family Guy. So I joined and watched Family Guy for like 2 hours. Yeah. What did you have for dinner? Okay, so there's this southern cafeteria called Piccadilly, and I love Piccadilly. I love southern ca cafeterias. They have very delicious food, and you can take food to go. And so, 'cause I didn't feel like being presentable, so my mom was like, "I'll go inside for you." So I told her what I wanted, and I got a fried chicken breast and like 3 servings of green beans because I just really wanted green beans today. So I got a fried chicken breast and a ton of green beans and a soft roll and of course a Dr. Pepper to drink. It was really, really good. I love southern cafeterias. I saw that a lot of people thought I was talking about Police Piccadilly, which is a Vocaloid producer. I was talking about Piccadilly the restaurant. There's an event I'd like to go to today, but it's just out of reach, unfortunately. Otherwise, I guess I gotta make myself busy somehow. Spinach rotini with mozzarella. Ooh. I don't know what it is, but for the last few months, I just love cheese. Like, I'm crazy about cheese lately. Like, cheesy pasta makes me so happy. So, like, whenever I feel lazy, there's I think it's called CPAC, but CPAC has like a garlicky, like shrimp scampi. And it's just like frozen shrimp that have like garlic butter and stuff, like an Italian seasoning. Like frozen on it, and you just heat it up in a frying pan. And I like to combine that with like homemade Alfredo sauce with like lots of Parmesan and mozzarella, and like cook some fettuccine noodles and mix it all together. It's so good. It's so good. I love cheese. Also, Natty. Oh my God. Hi. Hello, Miss Natty. Hello, hello. But yeah, I really enjoyed dinner. Sometimes I like to order like from the Piccadilly to be delivered, but a lot of there's only one app that like you can get delivery for Piccadilly, but that app barely has any drivers, so sometimes I'll be waiting like 2 hours for them to find a driver to pick up my food. So today I was just like, "Mama, can we go to Piccadilly?" Hello, BSL. Yeah, we talking cheese. I love cheese. Parmesan and mozzarella, my beloved. But I also really like cheddar these days too. Cheddar tastes so good. I love cheese. I used to not be crazy about cheese. I wonder if I'd like macaroni and cheese now. I used to really not like it because of the texture, but maybe now Maybe now I'd like it because I like cheesy pasta, but I haven't had mac and cheese in a while. Maybe I'll like it now. Yeah, 2 hours. It can be crazy sometimes. Oh my God. Also, guys, today I was supposed to touch grass and do stuff. I was supposed to go get my keys made for my house. I have my own key, but I want extra keys to give to like my mom and my neighbor, and of course, like my roommate. And I said that I wake up at 10 a.m., but I've had a lot of nightmares the last like 2 nights, and last night I just had like the worst nightmares, and I kept waking up and then having to get back to bed, but it was really hard to sleep. I kept having dreams, about Bepper, and I dreamt that he had regenerative abilities, and so a lot of people that hated me took advantage of that and would just kill my dog in terrible ways in front of me over and over again. It was such a bad dream. And so, like, I woke up super late. This is the first day in forever that I didn't wake up in the morning. I woke up today at like 1 p.m. I kiss those nightmares away. I kiss you in general. Thank you. Real cheese mac and cheese hits different. I want to make like a fancy lobster mac and cheese with like Gruyere. That would be really good with breadcrumbs on top. That's a terrible nightmare. I know. My lips. Those lips, hips, and face. Bodies all over the place. I was watching Family Guy earlier, so I also like talked about American Dad, and I was like, I love that song. Damn, that's my mama. Damn, if that wasn't my mama. Saying you know it's not fair. Why are you looking at some other hoes when she's got the milky breasts and silky hair? Helen Keller, open your eyes, you got the perfect wife. The time inside her were the best. Is this a Chainsaw Man reference? No. Why are you swinging this? I love Steve Smith music. It's so good. Oh my God. Advent, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember the melody at all. Nitro says you shine bright like the moon on a. Oh my God. He's the Rizzler. I'm blushing. I'm blushing even more because I'm in bed right now. Hee hee. How intimate. But oh my God, if I learn the melody for the Hot Top song, I'll sing it one day. I'll sing it for a karaoke one day. What if I did an American Dad karaoke? That would be funny. What's another good American Dad song? Oh my God. Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me pull up the lyrics for this one. Oh my God. It was the one that The Weeknd did. It was called I'm a Virgin. That one was really good. Had a lot of girls in my life, wanted more from me. There's only really one way to start a family. And I know you can't believe that it's true, but I'm man enough to say to you, I'm a virgin, never got close enough, cell phone blowing up, but I'm waiting for the right person, trying to act super tough, but inside I am a 12-year-old boy. It's so good. The Daddy's Home song? Oh God. Oh my God, the Voice 12. Voice 12 was really good. I wish there was a full version too. Yeah. How's it going today? Hi, Tyler. It's going pretty okay. I just took today to like rest. I've just taken today to rest. Voice 12. How do lyrics go? I want to do a chorus of Voice 12. I'll be the hypoglycemic kid because I am hypoglycemic. It makes me so. What are the lyrics? Girl, you need a shot of Boys Club. Girl. Girl, you need a shot of B12. You know you do. You got B12 flowing through your system. Better lose that boyfriend before I fist him. B12 will make you feel all bright and alert. Lay down on my bed and take off your shirt. Boys 12, the biggest boy band, and that's for sure. More boys than I think I've ever seen before. And dark leafy greens will give you other things, but you'll get B12 when mom and sing. I'm B1 and I'm tons of fun. I'm B2, I wanna get with you. I'm B3, you wanna be with me. I'm B4 and I'll make you sore. I'm B5, I'll make you feel alive. I think he sings that one. I'm B6, I pick up sticks. I'm B7, I'll take you to heaven. I'm B8 and I am great. I'm B9 and I'm so fine. I'm B10, I remember when. I'm B11, I'm in love with B7. I'm B12 and we're boys 12. It's so funny. What's the other part? Victor. Let's hear about the boys. A fat boy, bad boy, Japanese. My sister died. My parents got divorced. Hypoglycemic. I'm grumpy. I'm sleepy. And together we are boys 12. Oh my God. The Family Guy opening is a banger too. Like, actually, the Family Guy opening is a banger. I love how sleepy meant depressed. Real. Real. I'm trying to remember the episodes I watched today. I watched the episodes of Family Guy today that were like, what is it? I know I watched the one where Joe's son comes back for Thanksgiving, even though they all thought he was dead. And I watched the episode where Brian and Stewie go back in time to find the ball that Brian, like dug a hole for, and he prevented 9/11, and that messed up a lot of stuff. And then there was another episode I saw where Quagmire killed his sister's abusive boyfriend. And I swear there was another one that I watched, but I don't remember. I don't know any, like, any songs from South Park. The only one I vaguely remember from my childhood is the Minorities in My Water Park one, and I'm not doing that. Oh my God. God. I haven't seen South Park in a very long time. I remember I did see it, like, an episode of South Park, like, on a TV in a hotel room I was in last year, and it was like the New Jersey episode where Kyle finds out his mom is from Jersey and they say muff cabbage or whatever. Kyle's mom is a classic. Really? I don't know. I didn't really watch much South Park growing up. I was more of a Family Guy and American Dad kind of girl. Shiki last watched South Park when Chef was alive. He dies? Hello? Is Family Guy actually funny? Okay, so how do I explain this? I feel like I didn't find Family Guy funny when I was younger, like when I was a kid. But now that I'm older and a lot of my brain cells have died, I laugh a lot when I watch very stupid things. I laugh a ton when I just hear something totally dumb that doesn't make any fucking sense. I was losing my mind earlier watching Rock Lobster. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just like laugh at really dumb things these days. Yeah, I needed to drop a few. I was a little too smart when I was one of those gifted children, but then as I got older and depression ate away at my brain and killed off a bunch of brain cells, I started thinking that things were funny again. Yeah, like I feel like Family Guy in the past, like when it first came out, like they actually like tried to have like a punchline, to a lot of things. But now it's just brain dead, and I really like brain dead stuff. I really like brain dead humor. It truly just makes me, it destroys me. I laugh way easier now than when I was younger. Yeah. God. What do you think about some of the songs and music from Family Guy? The only song that I can remember from Family Guy is literally the opening. It seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV. But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Family Guy. Lucky there's a man who positively can do. Brr-na-na-na-na-na, laugh and cry. I don't know the song You Have AIDS. I feel like it's vaguely in my memory. I like you like brain dead stuff. No wonder we get along. I am brain dead. Wow, you and Tom had the same brain cell. Oh, true BSL. Seth MacFarlane is an amazing vocalist. Like, actually, he's such a good singer. Man has a wonderful voice. I like to listen to him on Spotify. Same dead brain cell. Yeah. You did it again. You guys are, what are you in love? Really had to chug some water just now. Oh, had a little hiccup. My goodness. My goodness. They're in sync when it comes to their love for. Aw. We're getting married tomorrow! Oh my God, who's wearing a dress? Are you both wearing a dress? I think that'd be nice. I think that would be very nice. Very nice, very nice. Tomorrow, can I be maid of honor? Can I be the best man? Pang is wearing the dress. And pantyhose! Oh my God! Are you guys gonna do that wedding tradition where you like where like you I don't know, I'm embarrassed when I say it out loud, but it's like, yeah, the garter, like, are you gonna go up underneath his dress and tear the garter off his thigh with your teeth? Is are you gonna when I saw that at a wedding for the first time, I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, I didn't know about this. Oh my God. Yeah, you saw that. Yeah, it's like a wedding tradition. Yeah, they do it in front of everyone at the wedding. The guy that I went to the wedding for, well, actually, it was for his wife, but we were like family friends with both of them. But yeah, he tore that shit off with his teeth. In front of everyone. I saw her father wince. Oh my God. Such an interesting tradition. Why not start making babies there at that point? Maybe it's to allude. Maybe it's to allude that like they're going to consummate their marriage when the wedding's over. That's like straight up saying, I'm fucking my wife tonight. You mean to say, what the heck are you talking about? I'm talking about a wedding tradition. Yeah, he actually used his teeth. He got right up under her dress. Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder where that tradition came from with weddings. It's so strange. Maybe I should look up where that came from. Maybe I'd learn. That'd be something to Google as soon as my mom gets out of the bathroom so she can't hear me talking about this. I wonder if my dad did that at their wedding. Hold on, I'm gonna go ask her. Hold on.
Here you know.
Hello, occult treats. This is Shiki Mama.
I asked her about the garter thing. What'd you do?
I just had a T-length dress, which is right up above the ankles, and I just crossed my legs while I was sitting down, and Alex.
Oh, shit. It's okay, it's not recorded. I don't know who she was talking about just now, but
I was saying that your aunt Alexandria was there. But anyway, so I have my legs crossed, and Sheepy's dad just pulled it off my pretty little cross leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for.
Sorry about that.
No, I Okay, so yeah, she answered the question. Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Whoops. Water's so good. She didn't dox me. She doxed her sister. Iceberg run deep. But please describe her face for us. Water, yummy. Very interesting. Very interesting. I hope you enjoyed that little cameo. My goodness. I promise her sister is nothing extraordinary. I wonder how she's doing. I think that her ex-husband is going through health issues right now, and she's like staying with him and taking care of him. 'Cause I think that their son, he recently moved to like Alaska or something like that, and he was so caught up in work that he wasn't able to like go see him or something like that. So my aunt's been taking care of him. Yeah. Has she ever appeared before? Very lightly. My mom has like popped into the streams a few times and is like, "Hi." you know. Your aunt sounds nice. She's okay. She was a troublemaker growing up with my mom. My mom was like the good child. She was like the always behaved kind of meek child, and my aunt was like in a biker gang, and she was always cutting school and all that stuff. But then as she got older, I think she had a lot of bad things happen to her, and it made her calm down. Yeah. The troublemaker gene skipped a generation. What are you talking about? I'm not a troublemaker. I'm not a troublemaker. I was a non-rebellious child who barely spoke. The only thing about me, my dad, he said this to me. My mom talked to him and was like, I think we have a pretty perfect child. And my dad was like, ugh, because he didn't want to acknowledge it. But as soon as my mom left the room, my dad was like, I guess you were a pretty perfect child, except the picky eating thing. That's all my dad had to say about me. I was just a very picky eater, and it annoyed the shit out of my parents. Now, I imagine Shiki's aunt is one of those female delinquents in anime. She basically was, you know. She'd cut school to go smoke and hang out with some guys. And, you know, she was in a biker gang. And, you know, she was really pretty, though. I saw, like, all her, like, old photos and stuff like that. She's very pretty. You're eating a wide variety. I feel like I'm way less picky now. But I'm still very, like, I have to have my food a certain way in order to eat it. Yeah. I have to have my food a certain way. But, like, back then, I would just be, like, I don't know. I liked everything to be dipped in ketchup. I liked fish sticks, and I like steak, and hamburger, and spaghetti, and chicken tenders, and that was it. That was all. How deep was her delinquent squat? I have no idea, but, like, she was in a biker gang to the point that, like, dangerous people were looking for her, and stuff like that. There is a point where Shiki Mama also owned a Harley Davidson, and then a family member got into a motorcycle accident, and she was like, well, I don't want that to happen to me. So yeah, my mom was like bandana wearing on her head, Harley Davidson, what is it called, like a wife beater t-shirt, but what is it called? I don't know, it's a sleeveless shirt. But it had, like, a Harley Davidson symbol on it and all that. No, not spaghetti dipped in ketchup. No, no, no. Shiki, pray you never time travel to your parents' time. Ooh. Time traveling to my parents' time. Like, when they met. I remember when they met. I wasn't alive, but it's documented in their wedding album. Every single instance of them progressing in life is in the wedding album. I have it. It is my prized possession. You could become shut. Ew.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Ew.
When my parents met, it was May 1987. My mom already knew my dad, or knew of him, because she was friends with his sister. I think they worked together, and they met at a ballpark, like a baseball park, and he had his legs propped up on the seat in front of him, and he had just like shades on, and my mom said that he just looked so cool. So she approached him and got to know him, and they had their first date a week later, and they went to go see Beverly Hills Cop 3. And specifically, I don't know why she did this, but in the wedding album, it says Beverly Hills Cop 3, and then the edge, it just says Eddie Murphy. It just says Eddie Murphy to the side. And then in June, they moved in together. And then in August, they got engaged. And then in December, they got married. And their wedding anniversary is your birthday, BSL. Eddie Murphy is all you need to know. Yeah. I could tell my mom had fun with the wedding album. I like looking at it. It's very nice.
Who?
Wow. My wrist has been hurting pretty bad today. I think it's just because I like missed the time that I usually take my pain medicine, so I took it at a later time today, because I like to stay on schedule for that kind of thing. So I didn't get my first dose. I didn't get my first dose in. But I already got the other one. I'm sure it'll be okay soon. I still need to ice it today. I haven't iced it. I just rewrapped it after I took a bath.
Maybe you'll watch Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3 with the man you're destined to be with one day. Is there a third Beverly Hills Chihuahua? Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Wow, it's called Viva la Fiesta. When Poppy, Chloe, and the puppies are upgraded to a luxurious hotel, their lives are changed for the better. However, the youngest pup, Rosa, feels neglected with the change, and it's up to Poppy to show her how special she is.
Wow! Emily Osment?
Interesting. So in an alternate timeline, Shiki could have been a biker girl from her mother's influence.
Possibly. I was always scared of riding one, though.
There's a lot of them mini Chihuahua movies.
Really?
Maybe you'll watch Big Mama with the person you're destined to be with instead.
Well, I'm watching Big Mama's House with a lot of you guys this weekend, so.
I did not know George Lopez was in the Chihuahua movies.
Remember when he was in Sharkboy and Lava Girl and he turned into a robot, Mr. Electric?
That shit was crazy. Sharkboy and Lava Girl didn't feel real. I know it's not real because it's a movie, but it didn't feel like it was actually made. It's like after you watch it, it almost feels like a dream you woke up from, which I guess is the point of the movie, but...
Mr. Electric, send him to the principal's office and have him expelled! Mr. Electric, kill him!
Yeah. Now I have the... What is it called? Is it literally just, like, the George Lopez show? I, like,
have this theme song stuck in my head. That movie got sued into oblivion by the real Shark Boy.
What do you mean, the real Shark Boy? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Do, 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 do.
Let's see. How long have I been going for? I've been going for like 30 something minutes. There's a new one now? What? There's a wrestler who used the name Sharkboy first. He sued them and won. That's crazy. That's so interesting. How much did he sue them for? Hold on. How much did Sharkboy sue for? Oh my god, this was back in 2018?
TNA star Sharkboy recently settled his lawsuit against Dimension Films and several other entities over the infringement of his copyrighted and trademark name, Sharkboy, in the Robert Rodriguez film, The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl, in 3D. The case was closed this past Friday, 4/20, by the Southern District Court of Ohio, with Judge Susan J. Dlott noting that the case can be reopened by June 19th if agreed settlement terms are not completed. That's it? That's all? Okay. Don't underestimate wrestlers. I never will. Not now. There's a picture on my TL of a skeleton smoking, and it has like the like top text and the bottom text, and the top text says, if they sleeping on you, tuck them in. I love stuff like that. It's so silly. There's a tweet from Travis Kelce that he made in June of 2010 where he said, USA is pissing me off. And someone quote retweeted and said, Jar Jar Binks after I eat the last cannoli. I love silly things. Don't know, but I love Sharkboy the wrestler. People would see him and say, why are you smiling? And they beat him up. He's a shark. He's always smiling. I love silly stuff. Silly stuff is what keeps me going. I love silly stuff. Oh yeah, guys, I got the video in on time for the cover to be released tomorrow after our To the Moon stream. So that's good. It all worked out. I'll probably upload the premiere for that sometime tonight before I go to bed. Oh. Shiki's my favorite silly streamer. Oh my god, thank you. Thank you. The mini wrestling is fake me a lawsuit. I'm peak silly. I'm 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 the silliest person you'll ever meet in your life. That's a lie, actually. That's Mako. Mako's definitely the silliest person I've ever met. Like, last night, when she called me just to tell me that I had nice boobs. She's so funny. Truly a silly soldier. The silliest soldier. I need to visit her again. She fills me with very good serotonin. That was probably one of my most favorite trips ever, is when I went to go visit Mako. Maybe she saw your Honey Pop stream. No, I don't think so, because she was streaming her, like, she was streaming at the same time, I think.
Yeah, she was streaming at the same time.
God gives his most spoiled milk to his silliest soldiers.
She didn't see it, but we informed her about a lot of it. I see. Oh my god, my jaw just started hurting. That's God telling me to shut the fuck up.
Wait, that Honey Pop stream was real? That wasn't a fever dream?
No. It was all 100% real, baby. Let's see. As soon as I finish this face, I'll probably upload the premiere for the cover. And then maybe I'll watch a movie tonight and I can tell you guys about it. Are they Shiki, were you serious about that oil thing? The pumpkin seed oil? I mean, I hear about it all the time that women use it to, like, it basically, like, it makes your breasts swell a bit. And you're supposed to, like, massage your boobs and it's supposed to, like, make them perkier and, like, by default make them a little bigger. Pumpkin, that's why it's so fucking expensive. Yeah, cover. Tomorrow I'm releasing a cover of Everything's Alright from To the Moon. I'm also playing To the Moon tomorrow. I'll be playing it from start to finish the whole time tomorrow. And to celebrate it, I'm releasing a cover at the very end.
No wonder Mako's so excited. Yeah, pumpkin seed oil is really expensive. Really expensive. I've never bought it, though. I've thought about it, though. I've, like, put it in my cart, and then I was like, no, this is really expensive. Maybe I should get it for her as a gift. Like, as a joke gift for her next birthday. I think that'd be fun. We can plump up her boobs together. I don't have double D's. I have just regular D cups. I don't need the pumpkin seed oil. In fact, I really don't need it because it's really hard to shop for bras. Average girl sleepover, I buy you pumpkin seed oil and massage your boobs. That does seem like a typical girl sleepover. I'm trying to think of, like, late night talks I've had with Mako. I remember, like, I slept in a separate bedroom for a lot of it, but there's, like, I think on one of the last days I was with her, we were, like, curled up in her bed together, and we were talking deep, but I don't remember what we were talking about, but we were, like, curled up in her bed together underneath the blanket, and she was showing me how her bed, like, rises and lowers, and she was telling me how expensive it was. Isn't Double D that dude from that cartoon from Ed, Edd n Eddy? Mako doesn't even wear bras. I only wear a bra when I leave the house because it's really uncomfortable to just wear one in general unless, like, I'm going out. Because if I go out, I don't want everyone to see them, like, moving around everywhere. I don't want my nipples to poke through. But, like, I don't wear a bra at home. Unless I have guests over. But I only wear one when I go outside for the most part. I'm not wearing a bra right now. Freedom! You know that saying, free the titty? That's me.
Just use Band-Aids.
I watched an anime where they did that. Those things hanging. You don't want them flopping around, bouncing in the breeze. Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Sorry, I saw something really cute. Parasitic Bun just sent me a message that said, I'm watching you. Because I'm talking about my boobs in the Twitter space. I'm sorry. At least I'm not doing a bath stream. I'm being good. I'm watching you. My goodness. Have you ever done a rap like you lived centuries ago or you're in a delinquent game? Gang. Wearing a bra in the bath. What the? It's like that vine that's like, I'm washing me in my clothes. I'm washing me in my clothes. I don't do bath streams. I only do bath spaces. I'm good. I'm not breaking the rules. I'm not breaking the rules. How efficient. I know, right? I'm washing me in my clothes. I'm washing me and my clothes. Bath streams, bath space, the same thing. No. But, like, if I were doing a bath stream, I'd set up the, like, OBS, like, scene to be all fancy so it actually looked like I was in a bath. You remember when I did, like, a fake kind of bath stream where I set up, like, a scene to look like I was in a bath, but I was just, like, chatting with you guys in a, like, bath environment? That would mean that I'd do that and I'd actually be in a bath. Like, I'd bring my computer into the bathroom with, like, my microphone. That's what I'd do. That's what I'd do. I can hear my mom say no to the dogs. They must be acting up. She's probably eating. Bath hand cam. Oh, no. Your camera's. I could never. Could you imagine? That'd be a catastrophe. So now you're thinking it. That sounds like an easy way to die. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. 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 Actually, no. No. Cut her bringing the 3DO. Oh, bringing. Cut her bringing the 3DO into the bath. Oh my god. I need to set it up. I need to actually set it up. I'm planning to bring it into the bed. And I'm going to do like a a proper like 3DO like stream where I just chat with you guys into bed. Somehow manages not to do a face reveal, still gets chewed out and hand cams are now forbidden. No, we just got to do fingerless gloves. Oh, we just got to do fingerless gloves. I can't take that away from everyone. I think it'd be nice, though, one day to, like, not have to wear gloves at all. Maybe next year. That might be nice. Because I'm tired of wearing gloves. I just want to have my hands out. I don't have, like, any, like, birthmarks or, like, tattoos or anything on my hands that would, like, potentially, like, dox me or anything like that. One could say Emma did a boob cam recently. What do you mean? What do you mean? Did I miss something? I must have missed something. Pause out for free. For free. For free. Use your finger lines to dox you. Like those, like the lines on my palm that psychics use to tell me my future. I heard she did terrible things with her mouse pads. What? I'll have to ask her about that. It's all to protect you from the people who can pinpoint people's location for the size of your fingernail. Oh my god, that's spicy. That's spicy. Ask her for a video too. I wonder if she'd oblige. Are people located Shia LaBeouf by analyzing his cabin wall? Who knows what the internet... That's true. I guess you gotta be a little more careful. Yeah. To be frank, I think a lot of the hand cam worries to prevent the weirdos from making mean comments about hands with the bonus of us also hiding identifying features. Yeah, I think that's what managers mostly worry about is, like, people complaining about, like, I don't know. There's always something to complain about or something to make fun of or something like that. You know, people will be like, they'll comment on, like, this color of your skin or how big your hands, your fingers are. And they'll always have something to criticize about you and stuff like that. Yeah. A live demonstration. Yeah. I hope my mom's coughing. Hope she's okay. My little hands are so holdable. Well, it's a good thing that I'll be doing a hand cam swing next Thursday. Well, I'll be making a guy's Thanksgiving.
OMG, you have five fingers. You fucking freak.
By the way, guys, I forgot to mention, but I've been holding on to one of my Triceratops plushies the whole time we've been talking. Because he is very soft.
Condolences to Shiki Mama.
What? Oh, about her coughing. She just coughs a lot because she smokes. I love my mom so much, by the way. But I'm really excited to, like, live in my own place so that I don't have to, like, be around cigarette smoke anymore, because I lived around cigarette smoke my whole life, and I'll finally, like, be away from it. Of course she can, like, smoke outside if she comes to visit me, but, like, I can finally, like, step outside on a porch and not die. Ah, fresh air. Give it a hug. Okay, I'm hugging my plushie. It is you guys.
I have the worst secondhand smoke. I have asthma, secondhand smoke. I have all kinds of upper respiratory issues. I'm all kinds of fucked up.
Holy moly. But yeah, I'm excited. I can actually start moving some of my stuff in, like, next week, I think. Because the landlord is moving out tomorrow. So I can start moving, like, some of my stuff and get started on all that. Probably starting next week. And that'll be nice. I can do it over time, probably. Nibble his ear. There's no ear on my little guy. I can nibble on his horn here. I thought you had already moved in. No. So, I haven't moved in. I can basically, the landlord has it set up so, like, he was like, I know you won't have the money to, like, start paying rent until after Christmas. Because I don't get the donathon money until, like, after Christmas. So I won't be able to, like, start doing stuff until I have that money. But he told me, like, I could start moving all my stuff in as soon as I wanted to. But he wouldn't make me start paying rent until February 1st. That's when my lease starts, is February 1st. But he's going to continue to pay, like, the water and the power there until I start paying for it in February. Yeah, he's been giving me a lot of leeway. He's a family friend, so he's been really nice about it. He was like, you know, it's really hard for young people to get their, like, to start renting, because a lot of places will only let, like, people that have rented before rent out and stuff like that. And a lot of places require you to have good credit, and I don't have credit, so, yeah. Yeah, he's really nice, and he's like, I have daughters, they've gone through similar, so, like, just, you can start moving in stuff whenever you want, and then I think I'll start paying for the internet there in mid-January, because it does take a while for internet to be set up anywhere anyway, so I'll just, like, get the internet set up first before I move in, so that as soon as I get all my shit, I can just start streaming normally. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited. I was supposed to get keys made today, but I was too tired, and I could not wake up on time. So I guess I'll save that for another day. I do want to get a credit card. I'm probably going to get a credit card next year. Just to go ahead and start. I don't want to do it while I'm like, oh, God. It's going to be a busy holiday season. Up until the new year, it's going to be really busy. So I'm just not going to bother until next year. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to need a credit card next year. It'll be my first time. I'll also probably switch banks, because I use a bank that's not even in my city. I have to drive like an hour to go to my bank. And that's so annoying. So I'll probably set up a new bank account next year too. I just don't know where to start with it. So I'll probably ask like my dad and my mom for some advice on it. I need to call Shiki Papa tomorrow because it's his birthday. Tomorrow is Shiki Papa's birthday. He is going to be... How old am I and how old is my mom? Okay. He's 2 years younger than my mom. And... Uh, 61. 61. That's how old he is. He's going to be 61. No, 62? How old am I? Something like that. Wait. Yeah. Your bank is 100% online? Wow. Math. Math is so hard. Because I know exactly how old my mom is and when she gave birth to me. Wait. It's just easier to honestly go by their birth year. Hold on. I'm like testing this. Okay. So. Yeah, 61. 61. Yeah. Because my mom is 2 years older than him. Yeah. I think he can retire next year. Finally. He's been working the same job forever. Yeah. Yeah, he's super duper close. I know he's excited about that. I think he said that he might want to just work like a part-time job when he retires, though, just so he has a little extra, like, spending money or something. Yeah, he's a very hard worker. He's a very, very hard worker. Hi, Mochi. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Papa VTuber. God. If Shiki Papa, like, I told my dad, like, he can come visit me anytime when I move into my new place. So maybe, like, maybe I can bring Shiki Papa on the stream sometime. Maybe I can bring him in to say hi sometime. I think that'd be fun. Or I can bring him into a Twitter space. Hi, Martha. I think that'd be fun. Because Shiki Papa has never, like, directly spoke to you guys. You've only, like, heard recordings of him. Or heard me talk about him. Is he a horse girl? No! I don't even think my dad likes horses. I don't think my dad even likes horses. Horsies. I know my stepmom likes horses, though. Do 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 do. My dad likes dogs. He really likes dogs. Probably because we are dogs, but he really likes dogs. He really, really likes dogs. Actually, recently, my mom was, like, moving stuff around in our house. When my parents were married, they had two Scottish Terriers. They had two Scotty dogs named Tatum and Holly. And they had, like, pictures taken of them that were framed. Like, they're huge frames, by the way. And my mom found them, and she framed them back up in our house. Oh, my gosh. My dad loved those dogs. He loves dogs a lot. Like, a lot, a lot. He's always really loved dogs. Yeah. He likes really big dogs. I don't think he really likes small dogs very much. He's always been, like, a big dog kind of guy. Anytime I talk about my dogs, he's like, do these even, like, count as dogs? They're so small. And I was like, what the fuck? It's like the frame of the family all together. You put the main hog, except it's two dogs. Yeah. I don't even have, like, a huge, like, frame of myself in my house, but those old dogs do. Shiki Papa probably would get a wolf. Let's see, what kind of dogs have we had in our lifetime? They had like a sheepdog, I think, named Ed. And then when my dad remarried, for Christmas one year, he got us a Weimaraner. A Weimaraner puppy. Because my stepmom really wanted one. But what they didn't realize is that Weimaraners have a plethora of like mental and aggression issues. And so he had to be treated very gently, and they just didn't abide by that. So he grew up incredibly aggressive, and I was like the only person that the Weimaraner was actually like kind to, even though he bit me between my eyes and he gave me a little like dent in my forehead. But I still loved him. He was a good boy. He was just misunderstood. And then right after they got the Weimaraner, they got I guess like they gave up on him. They're like, let's get another dog that we'll actually like. So my stepmom made him get a German short-haired pointer. And that German short-haired pointer was so sweet. She was such a good baby. So sweet. She was a little baby girl. And she was a great dog. And then both of those dogs passed away some years ago. And my stepmom was like, well, I want another German short-haired pointer. So they got another one. And her name is Mickey. And then one of the other people living in the house wanted a dog. So they got him some big, fluffy, black and white dog. And then my stepmom got like a Pomeranian or something at one point, and she let it outside and it got run over. And then after that, she just brought home the German Shepherd Husky mix. And my dad was like, okay, whatever. I give up. So they have three big dogs and a guinea pig and two cats. And two cats. There's so many animals. My stepmom just brought home animals and expected my dad to be okay with it. Yeah. She always just was one of those people where after those two initial dogs passed away, she just started bringing dogs home. And he was like, ugh, why? Because I think he's one of those people where he's really old and he doesn't want to have to, like, deal with all those dogs. I'm sure he just wants like one for himself, right? Yeah. Are we just gonna blast past the one that got run over? I never met that dog, so I don't know many details about that Pomeranian. I only heard like word of mouth from my mom, who talked to my dad. But yeah, I don't think that Pomeranian was around very much, or around that long, because they didn't have it very long before the tragedy happened. Yeah. Yeah. I did not know much about this Pomeranian. This is a multiple animal household now. Oh my god. I know if my dad could have it his way, it would just be him and his house. With one dog. Nobody else. No animal else. Just him and his dog. Yeah. I do wish that, like, that they would have thought a little bit more about the dogs, though. Because that backyard is, like, not big enough for animals that big to run around in. Like, they are not getting the most out of the life that they have currently. So it makes me really sad. And they don't take them on walks or anything like that either. So, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like if my dad could have it his way, it would be his house, one dog, and me living with him. I think that is, like, his ideal. His ideal world is that. Because I think I am the only person he says, besides his great-grandpa, that he says that he loves, too. Like, besides his great-grandpa, I'm the only one that he says I love you, too. Yeah. Yeah.
It makes me so sad how short a time some animals live. I can never get a parrot because they only live long enough for you to get attached. I know. It's so sad. That's why I prefer to get, like, I prefer to, like, get smaller dogs since they live longer. And also, like, I like the idea of getting reptiles because they also live quite a long time. I just couldn't handle getting, like a rodent or, like, a large dog because they really don't live that long. And I would just be so sad. Cats also live quite a long time, depending. Cats are resilient motherfuckers for sure. I think I'd like a cat one day. I almost took the landlord's cat. Birds and turtles can possibly outlive you. Yeah, but birds are so loud. They'd be so loud when I'm trying to record. Also, I'm scared of birds. I'm really scared of birds. I think they're cute to look at, like, videos of, but I'm too scared to be around them. Man, turtle would be nice. But also, I have a little guilt with turtles because I dissected one in middle school. Oh, okay, guys. I think it is time to end the Twitter space because my mom just texted me and she's like, can you take the dogs out? So I'll take that opportunity to go for now and also maybe eat a snack. Maybe eat a muffin. I have a muffin that's been sitting in there that I've been meaning to eat for a while. So maybe I'll eat it then. But I think I'm going to go for now so I can walk my little animals and get them a good little last walk. Since we usually like to make sure that they take their last walk before 10 p.m. before they go to Eepers. Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for coming to my itty bitty little Twitter space. Thank you so much for coming by. I'm gonna go eat my muffin because I am a muffin. Thank you for the hangout, guys. I'll see you all tomorrow for the stream and the cover premiere, and I'll try to get that premiere up sometime tonight. Alright, guys, thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate you all so much, and I will see you later. Bye bye for now, Yashiki! Mwah!